Greetings in the light of our Radiant One. I am Soltek. People of Earth, on this occasion, it is my privilege to point out the nature of events that are foreseeable in the changes being wrought upon your planet. The changes, as many of you have given thought, are legion in the effects upon all forms of life upon your world. There is no atom on your world which will remain unchanged. The change itself will, of course, be gradual. But when it is completed, the planet Earth will again be a unique center of enlightenment. In a previous communication, we discussed the radiation bringing about effects of physiological and psychological behavior patterns that were completely different from all other worlds that we have knowledge of. This, of course, was caused by this unique radiation from your planetary sun. Once this radiation has been effectively screened, the beneficial radiations emanating from all areas around your world and solar system will begin to exert a beneficial influence. This influence will be brought about in ways which will change the molecular and atomic structure in all matter that is physical upon your world. Necessarily, because of this change, there will be changes in other forms of matter not observable by your senses. When this occurs, your world will be in a new state of balance, where life behaves in a cooperative manner. This, of course, brings a complete reorientation of all of Earth's concepts. These changes, because they will occur over a period of time, rather than drastically in a sudden moment, will allow many of you to adapt and to change. Those that are incapable of change will, of course, become the instruments of their own removal. Meanwhile, through the aid of our knowledge, we have been able to foresee the trend of events upon your world. Since many of those who would hear these thoughts reside in that area geographically known as the United States of America, my remarks at this time will be more pertinent to that area than to others. Concerning then the United States, the violence prevalent in this one will continue and increasingly grow more violent. This, in its long-term effect, will cause a drastic social upheaval. The United States, as such, will actually arrive at a state of open rebellion between what is termed the forces of law and order and those advocating the terms of violence and destruction. As a result of this confrontation, a type of warfare will develop. Violence will continue to increase until a certain semblance of order is restored. Then, that known as the United States will enter into what will be called a benevolent dictatorship, with the entire nation under a state of martial law. This will bring about many social changes. the constitutional form of government, under which the United States has existed, will cease to exist. It will be replaced by a so-called benevolent dictatorship. Lest this seem too radical for your nation, I might mention that similar events and types of government will shortly follow throughout your world. You will then be faced with many areas of your world literally under the control of a very small number of individual dictators, and these will not be beneficial. The state of the people under these forms of government, though, will change drastically. This is not a picture pleasing to most, but it's one whose logical progression of events is extremely evident. Warfare between nations as such, once this occurs, will gradually diminish upon your world, for it will take these new governments a period of time to consolidate and extend control over the populations beneath them. During this period, none will want to be engaged in armed conflict with one another. The one structure most likely to remain unaffected materially will be your economic system for quite some time. For to destroy the economic base or the power structure of your various countries would be detrimental to the dictatorial forces wishing to control. Such things that we have noted as your markets of commerce, your stock exchanges, will remain open and functioning. The governmental divisions that you describe as states will gradually lose all individual rights and, of course, come under a central dictatorship. It is unfortunate, people of Earth, that this will be so. But it is merely one step along the path of gradual change. Other areas, such as the control of what you term your armed forces, will be more centralized than they are today. You will find that these forces will shift their emphasis, however, to that of a police nature, rather than open combat with an aggressor. Aggression between your new world powers will not ensue for a lengthy period of time because of internal problems assuming each country's highest priority. The civilian population, as they are called upon your world, will undergo drastic changes. Freedom of movement in many areas of your world will be severely curtailed. A period of isolationism as such will not only pertain to that called the United States, but to all other areas of the world as well. Foreign trade will certainly be drastically affected, and more emphasis will be upon the utilization of the resources that each particular area has at its disposal. One of the critical areas, which will continue to be highlighted in your coming events, will be the ever-constant battle over the ecological systems of imbalance caused by the ignorance and perversion of your science and commerce. This problem will not diminish, but will gain in momentum for a number of your years, before certain forms of control are thought to be effective. The controls, however, will be effective because of the screening off of the radiation which we have previously described, bringing a new type of balance until the complete transitional phase that your planet is undergoing has been affected. It will not, however, be as a direct result of your scientific efforts to cope with this problem. In that direction, there is no solution. Various types of food shortages are foreseeable. Because of the shutting off of foreign imports to many portions of your world, great emphasis will be placed upon the production of food on available land areas, as well as new techniques to develop fertile ground in your nearby ocean beds. These will only prove partly successful, for there will not be enough time available to completely reorient your entire area of food production. Therefore, you will find new emphasis placed in deriving new sources of nutrition for your world population. You will need to find a substitute for agricultural production of food, for it will require many generations to develop plant and vegetable species that will be symbiotic with man after the transitional phase begins. It is necessary, people of Earth, to state that many upon your world will face death for lack of food. This is unavoidable because it is a result of the new governmental structures to be created by your peoples. In that nation, once again called the United States, after the cessation of internal conflict between the forces of order and violence, there will be an uneasy stability established until the dictatorship assumes command. Then, every effort will be made to quash any form of rebellion. Your nation once lamented the formation of what were termed camps of concentration in an enemy territory. Your national history, people of Earth, will be besmirched by much more intense forms of imprisonment because your newfound leaders will not tolerate dissension of any type. You perhaps wonder where these ones, who will eventually come into control, will emerge upon your so-called political scenes. Several of them are already present. However, many of the new leaders are still awaiting their opportunity to make an appearance. That which I have described to you at this time will only be accomplished over a period of time. But you might reasonably expect that which I have described to occur within the next 30 of your years, if not sooner. A problem that is of grave concern to many upon your world is that of overpopulation. People of Earth, I can assure you that within 10 of your years, this will no longer be a problem. You will find that that which will transpire will eliminate the overpopulation situation. Cataclysmic changes as such upon your planet, caused by the so-called forces of nature, will not be too greatly destructive in the early stages of this period. After the formation of the dictatorships, then cataclysms of great magnitude will occur upon your planet. Not as a result, however, of the creation of these governmental entities I have described, but as a result of the complete transitional changing of the very atomic structure of your world. The momentum effect of the radiation we have described, having been built up over an extended period of time on your planet, will reach a climax in approximately 30 more of your years. At that time, the transition towards a beneficial new age in your world will start to occur. I believe there will be many questions arise in your minds of many aspects of the changes to be experienced. My comments regarding how to deal with and how to face such situations would be to submit for your consideration the techniques of life in the new type of world that you will find the Earth to be. Not only will this aid in the transition of man, but it will also aid those who will exert the stabilizing power to affect your existence. There are many people of Earth about your planet, as well as upon its surface, who possess the necessary tensor-oriented stabilizing forces to bring a semblance of order in various areas in your immediate future. These ones, however, in no way will present themselves as the saviors of man, nor will they resist the changes which will take place in your environment. In their own realization as consciousness, they know better. Therefore, the areas of sanity in your world will be in the vicinity of these enlightened ones who possess the necessary attributes of consciousness to provide stability in the trying times before you. The value of the tensor-oriented man will become apparent. This unique blending of the mind, the higher spirit, and the body will be a subject of future discussion and training that we are going to make available to your people for the benefit of semi-conscious man upon your world. People of Earth, I would suggest this. The picture that has been painted by the announcement of our discovery about your sun and the planetary changes about to be experienced by your people has not brought joy to many. You will find that regardless of how drastic the changes to be wrought are, not only upon your people, but upon the very fabric of your atomic structure, many will be able to cope with these changes. The method will be the observation and learning of the tensor directions and orientation of life and matter. In these concepts will be observable to even the most comatose a new pattern that will soon emerge. This, people of Earth, is where, once again, we await the earliest detection of those ennobling qualities inherent in man upon your world, in order to become one with man among the stars. Seldom has such an opportunity been available. The matter of adjustment and evolution is that of your people alone. There is little that we actually can do other than to assist. Therefore, it would be foolish for you to assume that we will be the great saviors and protectors of the planet Earth. For such is not the case. We shall be, by example, what you may become if you so choose. Your reaction when you grasp what it is to be called man, not men, will be one of the forces that brings about your change. Understand that no one man can elevate another, for each individual progresses by an act of volitional choice. Man, in his communications with one another, may merely offer the gift of thought to another, to share and to act upon. Once this is realized by your people, you will find entire new areas of awareness available to your consciousness. It has been my great privilege to address you. In the light of our Radiant One, I depart now. I am Soltec. Adonai, people of Earth.